Today is Monday, April the 30th, 2018, and we are at Raven Landing's Senior Community in the Founders Room of the Community Center. I am Nona Howard, and here with me is M. Therese Burick, also known as Tweet. And I want to thank you very much, Tweet, for coming today and sharing your story with us and being part of the Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. So in order for us to get started, I'm going to ask you if you would tell us something about where you were born and when you were born. Let's start at the very beginning of your life.
Okay. I was born in Ohio. I believe it was in Cleveland, but I grew up in a little town called Byesville because my father died when I was real young. I don't remember my father, so my mother had to go to work. She found a job in Cambridge, Ohio, and she continued to work there for our whole life. But I grew up in that town. Went to school in Byesville, but then transferred to a Catholic school in Fairbanks. And I lived there until I graduated from school, and thought a lot of things to do, but everybody encouraged me to go work for the federal government, which I did.
Wait, now this is here in Fairbanks, Alaska?
That's when I was there, but I worked in the federal government, went to Washington, D.C. I
okay.
stayed with the...
What year were you born in?
What year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, May 9th, 1933.
Okay. And so you grew up there, and you went to high school. Where did you go to high school?
In Cambridge, Ohio.
In Cambridge. Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, they wanted me to go into the sisters' organizations, but I just wasn't that interested right away. But a cousin interested me in sort of going to the federal government because that's where he worked. And so I did. I went to Washington, D.C., and I got a job with the federal government, the housing department. And I worked there for... Oh, very longly, about 15 years. It was very good to me. And they did offer me, I keep thinking about Alaska then before that, but they did grant me a year's leave of absence to go to Alaska and to learn more about the state of Alaska.
So when, what year was this?
1963. And I was out at a native village. I was a volunteer to the church in the native village. And
which village?
Boarding school, what it was. And it was a high school. And so I volunteered to go there. And I was only going to stay a year, but I liked so much what I was doing.
What village did you go to?
A village of St. Mary's.
Oh, St. Mary's. Mm-hmm.
And I stayed there for at least, a couple more years, and I worked for the office. I wasn't a teacher, except I just taught maybe basic things in typing or something. We only had a regular typewriter at that time, and I had written around various companies asking for typewriters, and they did send them. And I taught in that school typing, but mostly I did just straight office work for other things. Also helped with the cooking and the serving of the food to the students that were staying there. And I met a lot of other volunteers were coming, became very interested with them as they stayed on. But then I heard about Nome, about a radio station being built in Nome. And... I was very interested in that, too. So then I flew over to Nome, and I did work for the radio station for, about 10, 15, years ago. I didn't get much salary. I did a little bit. And then I got an offer for a job and to the Catholic bishop at that time, who the new one was ordained, Bishop Mike Konecki. He knew me. I knew him, too. And he offered his a job for be his secretary, and officially it would be a full-time position. And it was in Fairbanks. And that's when I came over.
You came to Fairbanks.
And I stayed here.
You came from Nome.
I came from Nome, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, once when I was in Nome, I went out to village, some of the other villages around there, Koyukuk, which is right on the ice ocean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just visited there. I didn't stay there. That was unusual for me. Some of the native villages were very unusual if you went into them, you know. It was at that time in the 70s and 80s, lifestyle was not real, grown, you know, had much change, but it did shortly after that. But
they started getting television.
Yeah, at a time in the native villages, there was no high school, but then the state did change, and they had in all villages, they do now operate a grade school as well as, you know, a grade school as well as high school in all the villages. And it has grown up since. But it's been a while since I've been to the native villages. I haven't really gone much there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I came to, as I say, to Fairbanks. And I stayed here because I had a good job. I liked Fairbanks. I loved Alaska. I used to go out fishing all the time. That was one of the things I liked to do. Or just go out visiting or any of the native people, the style of like in mm-hmm. Alaska. That's why I've stayed on. And it got to the point where I got so old. I had a condo. I bought my condo. And I stayed there and I liked it. But as I got older, it was a little harder. My driver's license was taken away from me because of my eyesight. I guess they gave me a test. I passed all of them except I couldn't read what I call itty-bitty lines, you know, the letter. And that's why they take away my driver's license. I wasn't too happy with them. I know I was mad at the state, but I apologized, I think, the next day because I know that's what it is. But right now I can't. I can't drive anyway. It's okay because I know technically I wouldn't be good for anything else because my eyesight is not good. I still have a hard time reading and writing and seeing because of my eyes and my ears. My age, I guess, is what's doing it.
Yeah.
But I still love Alaska, still love, especially Raven Landing. I enjoy it being here because it's retired. And
so not I'm driving able. Is what caused you to make your decision to come here?
Well, I did. Yeah, they did. That make a decision. Well, and as I know, it was. I heard at that time it got started. You had to be at age 55, at least, to get in. It's all designed for retired people, you know. It's not for the. They can have a lot of visitors, their children, their grand, but it's for the parents or individuals. There's a lot of women here now. Mm-hmm. A lot more women than I think there are men. But it's great. I really enjoy staying here.
Oh, good.
You know, sometimes I get, I wish I could do more, but because my eyesight, my hearing, my understanding, I can't do any of the work, really office work that I had done before. I'm careful with even my computer. I'm not that well informed about computers to read them. And I, mm-hmm. as I say, I can, you know, but I'll stay on here. I'm enjoying it, you know.
Good.
Enjoying Alaska, so.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. You do fly down a lot to family, to visit relatives and friends, but now I haven't done much because, as I say, I don't like going out alone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
you know, on the airplane, because I have a hard time reading which section to go or what to do or, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I guess that's my old age, you know. Although I try to continue to be young, but I guess I'll never be, you know.
Well, tell me, you said your dad died when you were young.
When I was young. Did you have any, I don't remember him, no.
Do you have any siblings? Did you have any brothers?
Well, I had a brother, yeah. My brother was older. He's still alive, you know.
You had a brother.
He lives in Ohio, yeah. He still lives there.
He lives
there.
In Ohio?
Yeah, he had married, but his wife has passed away. Within the past year.
So what did you do as children when you were growing up with your brother? Did you...
He has three children, I think. No, yeah.
Yeah, but what did you do when you were both children together?
We fought. We never got along. I tell you that. I don't know. But we got over it now. Once in a while, I'd spend quite a few weeks, I think, since I've talked to him, but I'll call him on the phone and we'll usually get to talk to each other. But when we were younger, no, we were constantly fighting on different things, you know.
Okay. Were you ever married?
Pardon?
Did you get married?
Well, I could have, except I kept saying no. I did get offers, but the only thing I feel that, at least the first one I remember, I should have said, instead of saying no, I should have said, why don't we just get to know each other better? I didn't know that much about him. But we never did, and because it was too late now for me to think. I don't know where he went, what he did anyway.
Yeah.
But then the other two that I said no to, I know it wouldn't have been good. But then there was another one, a couple others that I had that I should have got to know them. One really went off with, got somebody else, a young, beautiful, I used to call him, she was from West Virginia. I said, she's called an old hillbilly, beautiful hillbilly. That's what I call
her. Well, can you tell us, what are your fondest memories? What are your fondest memories?
My fondest memory?
Yeah, what's your fondest?
Well, everything I hope I can remember, but since I had head injury, since I had I fell once. That was my own problem, what I caused it, really. It has wiped some of things out. But I still try and remember things. But
yeah.
Sometimes the total remembrance of it, it won't come to two, but yeah. I still try.
The residents here at Raven Landing only know you as Tweet. Can you tell us how you got your name,
that
Tweet?
That was when I was at St. Mary's. We did have an abandoned baby from one of the Native people, and we just took care of it until we could find one family that wanted to adopt the child. But the baby was just crying all the time, and I thought, I was trying to pay attention to get the baby's attention to me. So I started whistling. I would go, I did whistle pretty good in those days. I go, I'm not as good at whistling as now as I was then. But anyway, one of the other volunteers says, oh, you sound like a bird, a Tweety bird. So she started calling me Tweet, and I said, oh, I don't care. Go ahead. That's fine. And so it has stuck in here. I tell everybody else that's at least my nickname, Tweet.
Is your nickname is
so,
Tweet?
Yeah. I continue on.
Oh, that's good.
So,
but you love Alaska and you love being at Raven.
I live in Alaska, yeah. But I've been out to other players. I did. Oh, this was long, long time ago, when I was still in Nome. Wanted over to Europe, and I've been over to Europe. I did. That's the only time I've been there, is traveling. I did travel through several of the villages there. That was back in must have been in the 70s. Or maybe 60s, 70s, but I haven't been back since then. There's a lot more differences in lifestyle around the world, anywhere, you know, that I see. Well, as I said before, I love Alaska.
Yeah.
I just think, but the only thing is I've got to go out, but I just, well, because my eyesight's not that great in flying in airplanes, I just haven't gone. But I probably will soon get a trip down just to see all my brother and his family.
Yeah.
Because I hear from them occasionally. Mm-hmm. I'll call them or they might call back. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I got, I have another, Mary Pat. I don't know, Mary Pat Bossier. She is, I consider her my daughter. She was a friend, a volunteer in Nome. That's where I met. And she is, well, I think about 20 years younger than me, which I figured, yeah, she could be my daughter. And I just call her my daughter. She's very good to me. She, since I don't have any other family here in Alaska, she's considered, I consider her my daughter,
Good.
And I try to take good care of her, and she does of me, too.
I'm glad you
did
that.
That's very good, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to have you ask you a fun and final question. I want to know if you could tell me what your favorite age was and why.
My favorite age?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's every age. I just know I can't do anything about it. But probably the only thing I remember now is back in when I was in the 20s. It used to worry me about getting old, and I thought I'd never be around if I got old. But then it just kind of wore out. I thought, it doesn't. Make your lifestyle. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't, but right now I thought I just have to enjoy or have a good time or good faith and everything, believe in God and care, keep life going around because I can't do anything. I mean, still here.
You're still here.
And I figure
it's a God thing.
Maybe I'll stay around, except for my head where I injured. That's the worst part of my body.
You fell?
Yeah, it was my stupidity, what I had to drink then. That's just it. That's what caused it.
Oh.
So,
uh-huh.
And I just don't, I don't drink any wine anymore, really.
Yeah.
Because I just figured you have to be careful what it affects in your system, your belief. And so,
well,
anyway. I hope this has not made any public information.
No. Well, I want to thank you very much for participating in this.
Okay.
We really appreciate your contribution.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Anything else?
Yeah, you want to add?
That I went bad?
No. Anything you want to say? Anything additional?
Oh, well, right now I can't think of anything. You know, maybe some things come up later.
Okay.
In life. I try to get a good reference and understanding and, think. Sometimes, personally, I might get angry with me, but then I thought, I'm not going to say anything about it.
Well, I thank you very much for being here today, okay?